Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear Excellencies, Executive Secretary of the UNCCD, distinguished guests, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure on behalf of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations to be with you at the CRIC-19. The FAO appreciates the opportunity to address topics that might be relevant for considerations to the parties during the opening session. The world is living through a unique moment, as we all have heard, as the attempts to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The coronavirus pandemic and measures to contain it have plunged the global economy into the worst recession since World War II, worsening food insecurity and malnutrition. FAO can play an enormous role in efforts with partners to build back better in ensuring long-term sustainability, which is at the core of this recovery, by promoting transformative economic recovery through a transition towards resilient and sustainable agriculture and also community-based ecosystem restoration and sustainable natural resources management. By reducing land degradation, this is crucial in this process. Sustainable management and also the utilization of natural resources for the benefit of present and future generations is the goal of FAO's Land and Water Program. Soil and land degradation, water scarcity, productivity, and biodiversity losses are becoming global challenges to eradicate poverty and hunger. The depletion of natural resource base has a direct impact on the resilience of poor people, particularly those relying on agricultural activities, and increases their vulnerabilities to natural disasters such as floods and droughts. The sustainable use of natural resources by agriculture through agriculture positive nature-based solutions should contribute to sustainable production for more nutritious food options, providing a healthy and balanced diet to people, at the same time rendering biodiversity benefits as well as sustainable use of land, soil, and water resources by protecting and conserving their quality. Land degradation disrupts vital ecosystem functions, negatively affects biodiversity, water, and soil resources, also increasing the carbon emissions and the vulnerability to climate change. This inequality and lack of land distribution associated with tenure insecurity also leads to food insecurity and over-exploitation of resources. And addressing the causes and impacts of land degradation in a holistic landscape approach is crucial for countries' food security. As a member of the Interagency Advisory Group, FAO contributes to support the delivery of SDG Target 15.3 through relevant FAO programs and initiatives. Can you all hear me still?